The Gemara has a shayla on the bottom of Peh Tes Amud Aleph. Yibaylu Poyel Mashi Yehaviv Ba'or V'Yoychel. Is the Poyel allowed to burn or roast the peiros on top of a fire and eat it or not? Mi havi ka an oven davar acher or not? Is that considered like an oven davar acher or not? So the Gemara is referring to the meat we had earlier in the Pesach on the base. They're only allowed to eat an oven b'fnei atzmam and not an oven davar acher. Like Rashi says, you can't add salt because that is a davar acher, then you're going to end up eating more. So are you allowed to be Mahaviv Ba'or or not? And the question is, what shaychus does hivav bar have to do with anavim davar acher? There is no davar acher over here. You're not adding anything else. You're just eating the anavim b'fnei atzman. So in what sense would this be usur mishum anavim davar acher? And the chay can understand the gemara in one of two ways. Either the pshat is that we're saying that even though it's not mamish davar acher over here, but there's a svara why the tara asa davar acher. The mashal melech, you can't add salt because by adding salt you can end up eating more. It's easier to eat more. So the aside hadin is, don't do something that will allow you to eat more peiros, and huadin, you can't be mahavav ba'ara, because that is also going to allow you to eat more. So even though it's not the mamish of davar acher, but the aside hadin of davar acher you have over here, the aside hadin is, don't do anything that will allow you to eat more, and therefore hivav ba'ara would be equal to davar acher. Or you could say that the pshat is that the Gemara is redefining the drasha of davar acher, below davar acher. It doesn't mean literally not anavim and something else, but it means anavim kamayshem. You can only eat anavim the way they are. It has to be plain anavim, and they can't be changed in any way. So they can't be changed by adding something else. They can't be changed by changing the metzias of the oven through hivav ba'ar. So it's not that we're saying that the svara of davar acher applies over here, but we're saying this is mamish nichlan l'gzeras hakasev. An oven means an oven kishal atzman, which excludes both an oven and something else, and an oven that are changed. And I think from the Rambam we have arrived to the second side, because the Rambam, when he brings this down in Hilchas Chiras, the Rambam says, So the Rambam brings down a pasuk over here, which is not a pasuk we have in the Gemara, the Mefarshim Mari this, but at the end of the day, like Rabbi Sozalman is Mazbe, this is not a new drasha, but he's Rambam understands that this is the pshat in the drasha of Anavim Lo Davar Acher, that the drasha is being Mimayat, number one, adding something else, number two, changing the anavim through hivav bar. That's all nichla on this drasha of anavim lo davar acher. Anavim means anavim kamesha, and you have to have the anavim the way they are, not anavim with another peri or another thing like melach, and not anavim that are changed through the or both of them are nismat from this pasuk of anavim lo davar acher. And the Rambam Grad doesn't bring the drasha before in the ikar din of anavim lo davar acher. It sounds like that this drasha over here is going back on both, that this is telling us both dinim. So it's not the pshat that we're applying the time of the krav anavim lo davar acher to hivav ba'ar, but this itself is nismar from the pasuk. Anavim has to be anavim kipshutam the way they are, not changed through adding melech, which is a davar acher, not changed to hivav ba'ar, which is another form of having anavim davar acher.